Next patient is Nicole Holston, HOLSTON.
Ma'am, we're
COVID negative at Holston.
Ms. Holston is a 27-year-old woman who comes in today because she's feeling dizzy, weak, has chills, decreased appetite. She's been on Ozempic. She thinks that some of the problem may be related to the medication. For the past month or so, she's lost 20 pounds. She's had some nausea, some leg pain, some arm pain. Has had issues with the swelling in her neck, and she's concerned about possible thyroid cancer in face of taking Ozempic. And she would like a full evaluation today. COVID immunization, none, allergy, none. Medication, Ozempic, and allergy medication. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, last period, 8/9/2023. She has IUD in place. At first, her period was abnormal, but that's much better. She's definitely not pregnant. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She works for her family. They make turbans, T-U-R-B-I-N-S, in the Cleveland area. She has 3 children. She's not married. Family history, diabetes, hypertension. She's alert, she's awake. She is 194 pounds, again lost 20 pounds. Over VF system as above, 98%, 98, 16, 94, 117 over 76. Heart pauses, phone pauses, two lungs are clear, abdomen softness, rigidity, skin shows no rash around the cusp with an lesion, logical non-focal. Period. Given her the fact that she's on Ozempic, we did do a thyroid evaluation. Her thyroid's right and left lobe both look normal. Next thing is because of nausea, we looked at her abdomen. We looked at her kidney, we looked at her gallbladder, all within normal limits. Next number, because of abnormal periods, we looked at her pelvic ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Because of her palpitation issues, we looked at her echocardiogram, which was negative. Next number, because of the possible swelling in her neck, we looked for lymph nodes in her neck. No matted, M-A-T-T-E-D, lymph nodes or other abnormalities were found. Period. New paragraph. Patient's blood work was done today. We'll call patient with the results of blood work. Nixon is continuing with Ozempic. Nixon is our office is not the one that gives her the Ozempic. She has a different physician for that, but we'll take a copy of the blood work that we did today to her other physician so they can feel comfortable prescribing her medication for her. Above was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.